51 degrees at 8:57. Time to check on commodity markets with Aaron Curtis from Midco over in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. Pretty quiet here to start a new week. We're just seeing mixed markets of actually corn and beans have traded on both sides of unchanged here. Just continuing to wait for some new news. We did see the bean market perk up a little bit there Friday. Looked like at least cash-related sources think that China may have bought another 2 to 2.5 million metric tons of beans. That was after an earlier announcement last week that they would buy another 5 million metric tons. That would make the total around 10 million metric tons total since talks started there early December. We did see the USDA confirm this morning 612,000 tons of that bean purchased to China for this marketing year. That did not create much excitement in the market, and most of that factored in there on Friday's little bounce. We'll have quite a bit more information out here as we continue to recover from the government shutdown, at least a lack of information. Another round of weekly export sales will be out Thursday morning. And the January crop report that we missed there back on January 11th will be out this Friday. So a lot of numbers to decipher through once we get towards the end of the week. We do have March corn today, though, at 377.25, down a penny. May corn at 386, that's down a penny. Dece 19 corn, 401.25, that's down one. March soybeans, 918.25, up 0.5 cent. May soybeans, 932.25, up 0.75. November 19 beans, 957.5, that's up 0.25. March Chicago wheat, 523.5, down 0.75. July Chicago wheat at 530.5, down 1.5. Do have March KC wheat at 508, that's down 0.75. Minneapolis wheat for March, 573.75, down 1.75. Livestock markets are mostly higher here to start the new week. February cattle, 125.70, up 25. April cattle, 126.37, that's up 10. March feeders, 142.75, up 22 cents. February hogs, 56.40, up 5. April hogs at 60.37, up 25. Equity markets continue to be pretty quiet here. We do have crude down a dollar or so. State of the Union address tomorrow afternoon. The grain trade will be interested to see if he makes any comments about a pending China-U.S. trade deal. So we'll be anxiously waiting for that, Brian.
All right, Aaron, thanks for the update.
Have a good day. Thank you.
You too. That's Aaron Curtis joining us from Midco over in Bloomington. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says mostly cloudy skies today. Showers likely all the way up to a high of 60 degrees, a south wind at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 23 degrees. Partly cloudy tomorrow, not quite as warm, with a high of 41 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.